Happy Sunday, guys, and welcome to MILF the podcast. It's been a long time coming, but I'm so happy to finally be doing this. As a mom, wife, and entrepreneur, it is more than a freaking task to try to balance it all and look damn good at the same damn time. But for those who don't know me, my name is Brittany B. Britt Batman. But for my other friends, oh my God, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But I'm a mom to a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful two-year-old. She is so smart. She is so funny. She's so witty, so sassy, so loving. Oh, she got a big old mouth, but her heart is even bigger. Oh, I love you, mamas. You're the sweetest. My man, so yummy. Love you. We could really be night and day sometimes, but he really brings out the best in me as I do him. And sometimes you need someone who has a different perspective and outlook on life to do that for you. And I'm also mother to my baby, Babe Fitness, which is my workout plans, Brittany's workout plans, which include personal training, dance aerobics, boot camps, group fitness, all kinds of things to help us ladies stay right and tight throughout the year. Not just a summertime thing, but, you know, keeping your mind right and tight, keeping your body right and tight, keeping your spirit right and tight, keeping your confidence right and tight. That's what Babe Fitness is all about for me. I really wanted to do this podcast to just shed light on the things we care about as women and give the male listeners female insight because they need it. We have all gone through, are going through, and will go through a lot of the same things. And once we become more relatable to one another, we can spend a lot more time building each other up than trying to tear each other down. I just personally feel that stars shine brighter in a constellation than they do by themselves, you know? And once we become more united, our businesses will start growing, our relationships will start growing, and just us as a whole, we will start growing and just being better around one another and for one another. But today, I want to spend this episode talking about my favorite day of the week, and that is Sunday. Sunday is such a day for relaxation, recharging, rebuilding, and just spending time on you and being around the people you love. Today was pretty gloomy. I was supposed to have a class today, but it was supposed to rain. This summer has just been filled with straight rain. When I mean rain, 90% of these past few days, that's all it's been. It's just rain. So I'm a little upset about the class, but I am holding a class in Downing Park tomorrow in Newburgh at 7 p.m. My trap and squat class is going down. Like, guys, y'all welcome to come too. You're not opposed to being there. It's not a shaking your booty class. It's not all about just squats. You are more than welcome to come and get a workout on. You know what I mean? Come with your girl. You know, ladies, bring your man. We ain't popping our asses. It ain't all about that. We really about to just get a nice, fun workout on to some fun music. Queen by Nicki Minaj just came out. Stay Dangerous by YG just came out. And I've been looping both of those albums along with City Girls mixtape still. You know, we still screaming Free JT on this side. For real. Love me some City Girls. But yeah. Ow. Yeah. That's one thing about podcasts. Like, you can't, like, pause it. And I've been doing so many takes that this it's gotta be it. It's gotta be the one. It's gotta be the one. Yeah, so yeah, that's what Sundays really are about for me. This morning I made my family a big breakfast. I love to make them beautiful breakfast when I'm home. My man normally doesn't have to be to work till the afternoon. So this morning I made them French toast, which I'm gonna post that recipe later. on my Instagram, I believe. Yeah. I made them French toast. I made them eggs, bacon, turkey bacon, grits, the whole shebang. You get it all. Fruit, cut it up, slice it up, dice it up, make it all yummy and beautiful. I don't really eat in the middle of the day on Sundays because I eat really big in the morning and then I make my beautiful dinner at night. I normally make mac and cheese, baked barbecue chicken, candy yams, cornbread, the whole like little baby Thanksgiving. You getting that Sunday night from me for sure. Like, that's what it is. I shouldn't have said that because now I'm be like, yo, Batman, I'm about to pull up Sunday, but you're not. Love you guys. But Sunday is definitely a day. Like, that's why I'm happy it was like this today, because when I have a day to just be in my house all day, I'm perfectly fine with that. I like to read, you know, start on my goals for the week. Like, what do I plan on doing? Like, how many classes? Who am I training this week? Things like that. I like to work on, like, you know, think about what worked for me and my man this week. What didn't work for me and my man this week? Did I, you know, work on how I speak to him this week? Did he work on how he speaks to me this week? Things like that. Did we spend enough time together this week? Did we spend too much time together this week where we started working each other's nerves? Those are all the things that I start to think about on Sundays. My daughter, what can we work on? Did she do enough of her colors? Did she work on her numbers? Things like that. She may be too, but kids, this is the time for them to start learning because they are sponges at this time. When I mean she'd be like, Minnie, do you love me? Are you riding? She loves that song. You know what I mean? But she also knows A through Z, 1 through 14. So, boom, baby girl is all about balance, too. She can do it all. That's what I love about her little Gemini behind. But, yeah, Sunday's TV. Ooh, let's not talk about TV on Sunday. Sunday, the fall, that's why I'm a little bit hype about the fall, because my Real Housewives of Atlanta coming back on. Right now in the summer, we get Power. But, you know, you be wanting to do too much in the summertime. It's like, do I really want to... Like, it's like Power, sometimes you can get it. I'm happy they put it on Sundays because before it was on Saturdays. And Saturdays, that's a hard day to have a TV show on because Saturdays get ahead of you. I could be out being mixy with my friends. I could be out being mixy with my man. I could be out being mixy with my family. Sundays get a little bit ahead of you. I mean, Saturdays get a little bit ahead of you for sure with that. So, I, for sure, I'm happy Power was on Sundays because that's a show he and I could definitely watch together now, because Sundays normally he's in the room watching his shows sometimes because I'm watching my Housewives. Kardashians are back on. They really went ape last episode. Kim went off on Kourtney for no apparent reason. She did have a reason because she really don't be having stuff to do. And they do all have other things to do, and she's the one with the least to do. Why can't you be more flexible, sis? I was mad confused on that part, too. But if you watch old Kardashians, they really do be going ape on each other like that. So I really wasn't surprised. It was more funny than me than anything. And you know, Kourtney, you popping too. Everybody knows you the natural beauty. So I don't even know why you even took that away, sis. I would have looked at Kim like... I would have let that been. That would have been nothing. But yeah, Kardashians are back on. I watch Claws. That's a secret gem on the low for y'all who don't watch Claws. Claws is a really good show. My boo Karrueche's in it. She's doing her thing in that show. Yeah, that comes on TNT. So I watch Claws, and then you get mentally prepared for Love and Hip Hop on Monday. So that's what Sundays really are for me. I like to chill. If I can get a bubble bath in, I like to get a bubble bath in. I like to get a little like mask in. I go to Ulta, get a mask, bust out that $350 coupon that they got in the mail, get that popping. And I just started using this new lip scrub from Drawer Cosmetics. I love it. I actually was using a little bit on my face too. I gotta ask her if that's okay. My friends know I will put it, oh, it's a scrub. Yep, it could go on my face. Like, cool, but it may not be able to. But I think so. It's pretty natural. So, and it low-key tastes amazing. That's another question I have to ask her. If I do accidentally eat some of this, will I be okay? But I think I should be fine. But yeah, so Sundays I get my little beauty scrub on, my little mental scrub on. You know, everything is about cleansing and indulging. It's a, once again, all about balance. It's a weird balance, but it's definitely one that is meant for Sundays for sure. And once the fall comes, I super love Sundays. Oh, I'm going to bake a cake tonight. Today got that feel, like that gloomy, just want to be in the house, eat, chill, watch TV, read a book. I think I'm going to reread Kevin Hart's, what's the name of this song? The name of this book. Oh, I can't make this up. I read it, but I had stopped reading a little bit at one point, like at the end. Like I had a few chapters left, but I feel like it's weird to just go look for where I stopped in the book. I'd rather just reread the whole book. So I'm also trying to start a book club in the fall. So hopefully that is something that I can definitely get popping. Because as much as I love to watch Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that, I do love to read. And I'd be wanting people to talk about it with. So to all my peeps that love to read books, I'm definitely down to have a little like wine and book club thing getting started this fall. I think that would be a cute little thing to do. We need more things like that up here because we're always talking about, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. We are what there is to do. You know, we make it happen. We can make it happen. What you need to do? What happened? Let's do it. Make it happen. Let's do a little thing. And we're getting older now, and not everything is about a freaking turn up and shaking your ass in the club as much as I love to shake my ass because we shake our asses in my class. Shake your ass in babe class. Shake your ass in babe class. Yep. But not everything's about that, you know. But that's a different type of shaking your ass. Not shaking your ass in the club, spending hundreds on bottles, you know, and drinks and things like that. Let's go get a nice bottle of wine from the liquor store down the street. Let's eat some food, chill out, talk about this book, or even, you know, when we want to get together and have Ratchet TV night, I'm always down for that too. Because Love and Hip Hop is hella interesting right now. Hollywood's one of my favorite seasons. They are really going ape right now. Lyrica and Safari seeing his Mandingo. It's a lot. I know a lot of it's scripted, but girl, when I mean, I'd be so in tuned and so interested in this show. My DVR be popping. For real. So, yeah, but Sundays, take today to make a beautiful dinner for your family, clean your house, change your sheets, wash your face, you know what I mean, get a nice mask on, do a nice scrub, and, you know, just relax your mind, let your conscience be free, you know, it's never that deep. When it is that deep, you don't want to use that same type of energy for the things that aren't that deep. And that's something that I had to learn myself. I would give the smallest things the same energy I would give the big things. And it's like crying wolf. Nobody's going to take their empathy for you changes when everything is treated with the same type of drastic reaction. So that's something that I've worked on, is knowing how to pick your battles, knowing how to respond to things, because not everything deserves the same reaction. Not everything deserves even some of your energy. It's never that deep until it is. You know what I mean? You'll know when it's that deep. But 90% of it is never that deep. The small things, your coffee being messed up tomorrow morning, never that deep. Your boss being an asshole, never that deep. Your coworkers talking at 90 miles per minute, never that deep. Tune all of that out. You know what I mean? Just ask nicely. You know, you get better. You catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So just think about that throughout your days. It's so much easier to be nicer and be happy than it takes more energy to just be, to hold on, to keep it, to keep in that same energy and staying tight and being pissed. You know what I mean? Especially over small things. It's really never that serious, you know? So that's what I use my Sundays for. And even throughout your week, keep that same Sunday energy whenever you need to just take a step back from reality and realize, like, okay, I'm putting way too much energy into this. I'm stressing way too hard about that. And 90% of the stuff that we stress about, we can't control anyway. So people, jobs, either you're going to change it or you're going to deal with it. And that's all you can possibly do. So that's my advice for this podcast, is to literally relax and let it go. Eat good, clean your house, watch TV, and read a book. It's Sunday. It's Sunday, guys. Pray, talk to who you ever need to talk to, because we all talk to somebody different. And just let that go. Meditate. Take some time out to yourself to just not to zone out the world. Zone out your baby. Zone out your man. Zone out your friends. Zone out Instagram. I'm so bad with all of that. My phone, things like that, because I zone it out today. So if you think I'm ignoring you, I'm not. I'm just on me time today. I need a day to just be able to just be in my own thoughts and not have the thoughts and feelings and things of the world affect my mind today. I want to chill out today. I want to relax today. I want to regroup today. I want to feel good today, so I can feel good throughout the rest of this week, because life ain't that bad. We all blessed. We're all blessed in so many ways, shapes, and forms. And once we just take this time out to stop back, to sit back and realize that, we'll be good. We'll be easy. Enjoy the people around you. Enjoy the things around you, because they could all be gone tomorrow. So take advantage of them today. And that's what I really, 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 really appreciate about Sundays, is that you get that energy. It's just like the spirit over you that just tells you, like, hey, you still here. You still winning. You still blessed. And don't you ever forget that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's fairly short. It's just me today. I wanted to get this started. My friend asked me to do this for her birthday. Happy birthday, Zool. Here's your present. It's up. It's here. MILF the podcast. We have so much more coming for you. I want to get my friends on here to speak about the things that they care about, the things that they do, because they all dope too. They are doing so much in their lives, and I'm so proud of everybody around me. And thank you for you all encouraging me to be the best version of myself every single day. My man, thank you for encouraging me to be the best version of me, the most strongest version of me, the most unshakable, unbreakable version of me every single day. My parents, yeah, built me up to be this strong, and I can't thank you enough. My brothers, thank you for annoying me enough to be able to shake, to realize that, shoot, these just ain't nothing compared to the two little annoying things that I lived with for majority of my life. And my daughter and my youngest brother for teaching me how to be so nurturing and caring, you know. So I love you. I love you guys. And you, this ain't the last you're going to hear from me. This is the first, but it won't be the last podcast. MILF the podcast. Tuning out. Love you. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.